Harry and his friends were on their way back to the Chinese River village of Lashio when from a distance they saw smoke. It proved to be the little orphanage, a place run by a Mrs. Finch. And now it was in flames. As soon as Burma found out the children were safe in another house, she took charge. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll learn what happens next. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If there's one kid I feel sorry for, it's the boy or girl who forgets to send for his Terryscope. Why, when I think what that kid's missing, all the thrills and fun, it's enough to make me really feel bad. You see, this Terryscope is something mighty special. It shows you how to work a secret Chinese code and the Morse code, too, and how to flash messages at night. Now, there are games on this Terryscope. A treasure hunt game with a special playing board. And a crazy picture game that'll sure have you in stitches. But all those things are just extra features. They're plenty exciting, all right, but the real payoff is this. This Terryscope is just like the one Terry invented and put together in the show. Now, you know what it's meant to our friends in their adventures. Boy, they've sure got out of some mighty hot places with its help. Well, now, naturally, anybody'd be keen to have a Terryscope like that, one that lets them see around corners and way up over their heads. And that's exactly what you can have for just one dime and two Libby's labels. Yes, that's all you need. So get a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one and then mail them along with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if those labels you need were in your house already. So go look right after the show and see if your mother has a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. Mail your labels and a dime with your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. It is early evening. The almost deserted little Chinese village that sprawls between the Burma Road on one side and the muddy Yellow River on the other. We are in a rambling frame house not far from the dock. In one room are the Chinese orphan children, now asleep on boxes and makeshift bunks. Everything is piled helter-skelter throughout the house as we join Burma and Pat Ryan.
Look beautiful. I don't mind playing piano mover for you, but make up your mind where you want this crate. Can't stand here holding it all night.
Now, let me see. I think we better take it into the front room.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I think we better carry it into the room where the children are.
What do you mean, we? I'm holding 500 pounds in a big wooden box, and you say we.
I know. We'll carry it into the back room where we do the cooking.
I'm glad we made up our mind. Lead the way, and remember, after this, I'm not Big Stoop.
Walk this way, Pat.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't be carrying this box. Now, where do you want this thing dropped?
Now, let's see. Over here by the window. No, that'd be awkward. No, you better put it over here by the woodshed door.
Okay.
Or do you think it would fit into that far corner?
Lady, I know one place it won't fit, and that's on my shoulder where it's been for the past 10 minutes. Now, when you decide exactly where you want it, just tell me.
Well... Is the big, strong, and handsome getting mad?
Look, I don't mind working for my dinner. We'll never get these new quarters settled the way we're going, Burma.
Oh, we're doing pretty good, Pat. Everybody's doing something. April and Terry are fixing up the dining room, and Captain Blaze and his daughter are policing up outside. And Connie's trying to round up some extra native help, and here we are. Isn't it wonderful?
I guess so. It makes you happy to fuss like this, okay, but let's make sure we don't have another fire.
What?
Just what I said. The orphanage fire was started by somebody. It wasn't an accident.
How do you know that?
Because I was snooping around the ruins, and I know enough about fires. You're a fire inspector.
Was there ever anything you weren't?
Yes. I never tried to pin a medal on a shadow.
And how did the fire start, Mr. Detective?
Very simple. Oil for the lamps of China was spilled in the kitchen. That's all.
Why should anybody want to set fire to an orphanage?
I'm sure I don't know, Madam Quiz.
Well, I'm sure I know.
Mrs. Finch! Oh, I'm so glad you came back.
Hello.
Oh,
Come on into your new headquarters for Chinese orphans.
We've been trying to manage as best we could until you returned.
And you've been doing very well, too, with all the help you have. Now, what was this chatter about a deliberate fire?
Well, that's the way I figure it, Mrs. Finch.
Oh, but I don't think Mr. Ryan is right. The fire was started by some troublemaker.
Well, do you know who did it?
Well, I have a pretty good idea. I think I know why.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Let's have it.
Very well. I'll tell you. Then I'm going to say goodbye.
Goodbye? You're going away?
That's the usual reason for saying goodbye, isn't it? Yes, I have special orders. I can't tell you what they are, but I have to pull out within an hour.
But, well, what about the children?
Well, you're here, aren't you? You're very capable.
But I don't know how to handle children. I'm not a mother.
Listen to her, Mr. Ryan. What's that got to do with it, Burma? Besides, you'll only take charge for a short while. I've arranged for a woman to come up the road and take charge, but until she gets here, you will have to manage.
And Burma will do very well, too, Mrs. Finch. She's got us all working tooth and nail. She cooked supper for the youngsters, and I wish she'd relax so I could relax, too.
Oh, by the way, Burma, I must warn you about the food supply.
Yes?
Luckily, I discovered the fire in time, so I managed to get the children out, as well as the big food storage bin. Here are the keys.
All right.
Now, don't let them get out of your hands. There isn't much food left, and it'll be some time before we can get more.
Well, I'll take charge of the keys, but
I've been expecting a small steamer up the river. It's already 2 weeks late. You can't count on anything with a war going on.
And when the steamer does arrive?
It'll have supplies for the orphanage. But in these times, you can't tell about anything. So watch that food bin carefully.
I will.
And now, what about the danger right here?
Yes, about the fire. Well, I think it was started by a local native. One of three or four.
How come?
Quite simple. They wanted food. I caught them stealing once and I drove them off. They've been back, but they were afraid of me.
Small wonder.
So, you think I'm a battle axe too, Mr. Ryan?
Oh, no, no. Yes.
Yes, he does, Mrs. Finn.
Well, now, is that any way to talk, Burma?
I'm not the least bit annoyed, Mr. Ryan. Out here, you have to be hard-boiled if you hope to live very long. Your Burma will find that out soon enough. So, both of you, remember what I said. Keep your eyes open for Han and his friends.
Han? Was that one of the local boys you want to make with the food?
Yes. He's as yellow as a river out there. But with a gun and a few pals, he may be dangerous. I'm almost sure he started the fire. So look sharp.
I will, Mrs. Finch.
And now, goodbye. Good luck to you both.
Oh, thank
no,
you.
No, don't go to the door with me. Just keep busy. I'll have somebody come and take charge in a few days. Meanwhile, you're in command, Burma. Your decisions are final. Again, heads up.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Finch.
And good luck to you, too. Well, this is a spot. Look me over. Generalissimo in charge of orphans.
Sergeant Ryan reporting. We'll help you out, General. What's the orders?
Well, General Order number one is guard the food supplies.
Right.
Well, let's not throw a scare into the others. It's getting late. It's time they turned in. I think I'll sit up and guard the food.
You can't sit up all night, Burma.
Oh, I'm not a bit sleepy. With Mrs. Finch gone, I guess I'm too excited to sleep.
Just the same, you can't sit up alone. You'll fall asleep in no time.
Well, I thought I could fix a bunk, not in here where the food bin is, but, well, out there in the corridor. I wake up easily. I've got a gun handy.
That won't be much help. If you're going to do any watching, you ought to be where you can see and yet not be seen by any prowler.
How am I going to do that?
From that next room. Right in there. You can make yourself comfortable in here.
How'll I be able to see out here where the food bin is? If we had a few locks on these doors, we could all rest easily, but nobody believes in locks and bolts.
And I'll get the periscope, and we can adjust it.
Oh.
So you can look out into this room. We'll leave a lantern lit in here near the food bin.
The periscope? Oh, that's so. I'd forgot. Hey, does Terry still have it?
Yeah, I'll get it. And then we'll leave the door open just an inch or so.
Hey, where do you get this wee business? This is my job, Pat. Just get the periscope, and I'll manage.
Now, look, General Burma. The old Sarge is going to sit up with you. Four eyes are better than two, and it's a long wait till morning.
You get the periscope, and I'll fix a place where I can watch this room through it. We'll see to it that nobody gets that food tonight. What time is it, Pat?
It's about 7:30.
A fine watcher you are, you big sleeping giant. So I can't keep my eyes open, huh? Hey, not so loud. Hey, wait. I thought I heard. I'll take a look through the periscope and Yeah, we have company. All right, drop those bundles and put up your hands.
No, lady. No, doctor.
You heard me. Drop those packages and be quick about it.
No, that's one lady. It's no.
Look, I've been sitting up all night just to meet you. Now put down that food and be quick.
No, can't stop. No woman say
look,
what.
Look, my unwashed friend, you set fire to that other building. You'll be shot for that, and then you'll never eat again.
Must have money food. Lady, give hand kiss for food, please.
I'll give you a lot more than that.
Lady, hit man. It's
drop
no.
those things. Drop them, I...
Oh, lady. My hoy is done for you.
Pat, come here.
No call. Young stay.
What's going on here? What's up?
Oh, help me pick up these bundles of food, Curly Lock.
Huh? Sure, but what? Must have been resting my eyes.
You were asleep, Pat.
Oh.
Never mind. I did very well without you.
What happened?
Well, I looked through the periscope from the other room, and I saw him come in and open the cupboard, and he loaded his arms with boxes. And...
Who's he? Come on, let's go get him.
Now, just relax, Mr. Ryan. You haven't been such a rattling big success tonight, so why not let little Burma carry on?
Well, you looked through the periscope. Oh, yeah, now I remember.
And you were just resting your eyes, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, for a man who sleeps light, you sure snore heavy. Well,
never mind about me. What about the fellow who tried to steal the grub? Know who he is?
Yeah, he's a fellow named Han, and there's a few pals that hang around with him. Han's sort of a town bully.
Well, what do we do about him?
Well, there's no chance to find him tonight. Why don't you go and bed yourself down? We'll worry about Han and his friends tomorrow. They won't be back again tonight.
Say, I'd like to have seen you sock that fellow.
I'm pretty good when I get fighting mad, Mr. Ryan. So why don't you go and get your beauty sleep? Let little Burma straighten things up, huh? Yeah, unless I'm mistaken, we're due for more trouble with Han and his hoodlums. They're hungry, and hungry men are bad business. Good night.
Yes, that blonde Burma is right about expecting more trouble. But she seems to have a good sock in either hand, which is a bit of a surprise, eh? Well, in just a moment, I'll tell you what's brewing for tomorrow. Well, kids, any boy or girl who listens to this show sure ought to have a terryscope. But, says you, can any boy or girl get a terryscope? And the answer is yes. You yourself can have a terryscope exactly like the one they're using in the show. It lets you look around corners, see way up over your head, shows you what's going on behind you. Nobody can put anything over on you when you've got a terryscope. And boy, is it a wonder to help you see at parades and ball games and any place where there's a crowd. And say, this terryscope is the keenest looking thing. It's got a picture of Burma and Pat and other friends on it and our great big Chinese dragon, too. But looks are only an extra. It's what the terryscope does that's so exciting. Why, you can send three kinds of secret messages with it. You can play new games with it, too. Now, to get a terryscope, you need a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one label, and then send them with your dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Don't put it off, kids. Send right now for your thrilling terryscope. Well, that terryscope came in handy during this transcribed adventure, but it will be even more important later on. So tomorrow we'll see what happens when April Kane runs into trouble. Now remember, the Chinese orphans will have to be looked after, too. So tune in, sure.